On Saturday, more than 4,000 people turned out in Anchorage to see cable television personality Glenn Beck, along with former Governor Sarah Palin and U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller. They paid from $73 to $225 apiece, and they had to walk by a number of protesters to get in. APRN Steve Heimel reports.
Whatever it was that attracted people to Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally in Washington was also a strong draw in Alaska. They lined up more than an hour ahead of time, and the lines extended down both sides of the Dena'ina Convention Center, looping around the back and on down 8th Avenue in both directions, so there were plenty of people there to see the big black limousine pull into the back. It took quite a while to get people through the gates on a beautiful but cooling fall day. But the crowd's enthusiasm was undiminished.
Oh, I'm so surprised. I mean, this is amazing. I can't believe how long it's taking us to get into this building. There's so many people here.
And those people had to walk past quite a few protesters. Many accusing Beck and Palin of exploiting the 9th anniversary of the terrorist attack of 9/11. Beck has insisted his speaking engagement with Palin had nothing to do with that. Earlier in the day, there had been a protest rally on the Park Strip under the flag at half-staff in memorial to the 9/11 victims. Activist Deesa Jacobson was one of those who called the rally.
Alaskans are gathered here under the same flag to stand openly against the twin juggernauts of hate and fear. Therefore, we will have twin rallies, one on this day and one this night, to bring twin beacons of light to those who choose to live and walk in darkness.
A number of the protesters said their message was directed at Beck and Palin's fans.
What I'm hoping is that with enough people saying enough things about the truth of these narcissists, that over time, those people who have them on such a pedestal will come out of denial and will start understanding that they're being used for profit by these false leaders.
This one says, snap out of it, America.
Some got up early to drive to town from the Kenai Peninsula or the Matanuska or Susitna Valleys. An Anilchik woman said it was the whole Tea Party movement, but especially its U.S. Senate candidate, that worried her.
It's absolutely scary. I grew up in Alaska, and I am scared over Joe Miller.
And a couple of people were there to protest the protesters.
Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin believe what they say. There are people who say Glenn Beck, conservative, and they add a lot of baggage to that, which isn't true.
The only real fireworks was the flash of cameras as the Glenn Beck fans rounded the corner of the building and got a look at the protesters. Many of them were smiling. They were taking pictures as if the protest was just part of the show. While Beck's oratory has taken a religious tone in recent weeks and there are serious political issues at stake, some Alaskans indicated it was a simple matter of celebrity and the desire to be next to it that brought them out.
I actually bought the tickets the day they went on sale.
And what are you expecting tonight?
I really have no idea. Just something to go to in Alaska, I guess.
Well, I've been a follower of Glenn Beck for a while and just enjoy his presentations. I also enjoy his ideology and consequently had the opportunity to see him in person and thought I would take advantage of it.
And inside, past the booths and concessions, the hall awaited. The seats in front sold out, facing a flag and a blackboard. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.